Okay, good evening. We're going to continue our learning of the beginning of Shari Tshuva, Little Hilchas Tshuva, and we are up to a very beautiful and powerful Nikuda that Rabbeinu Yonah introduces his discussion of Tshuva with. Last week we saw that Hashem is willing to allow Tshuva even when we are only doing it because we're in trouble, we need favors, and you might think, like, if I, when you need the guy next door, when you hurt your neighbor, and then all of a sudden you need to borrow his parking spot, he's not going to give it to you, or it's disgusting to ask. Yet Hashem, even if we only do tshuva because we find saros, God forbid, coming our way, even there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to accept our tshuva. That was last week. And Rabbi Yonah continues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a certain siyata d'shmaya, Yazor Hashem Lashavim. Hashem helps those who return, even kasher ein yad tivam masegas. Even when naturally, in the normal course of affairs, their hands would not reach, they would not be able to achieve it, or to do it, or to complete it, or to do the tshuva on their own. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them even when they're unable to do tshuva on their own. V'yechadish bekirbam ruach tahara, and nevertheless Hashem is mechadish in their hearts that ruach tahara, to achieve, to reach for Avas Hashem, based on the pasuk in Dvarim, v'shavta Hashem elokecha, v'shamata v'kola, etc. V'chol 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 nafshecha. So, Rabbeinu Yonah's understanding that there's a nevuah but a havtacha that when a person, even when a person is unable to do tshuva on their own, Hashem will still enable them to do it. Now, the question is that only specifically a prat, a specification in Hilchos Tshuva? Or is this a general havtacha that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we'll be able to, whenever we try hard at something, Hashem will give us, greater abilities than we heretofore had? Well, a little bit of a history lesson. Rabbeinu Yonah wrote Shari Tshuva. He also wrote Shari many other things. Almost all of them were lost, except we have Shari Tshuva, which is very quite long, and Shar HaAvoda. Shar HaAvoda is a very, very slim, not even a pamphlet, it's about 5-6 pages long, but that we do have an extent. And in Shar HaAvoda, Rabbeinu Yonah says the same idea when he talks about, in general, Avodas Hashem, the ability to make good choices, the mitzvah of Bechira. There, Rabbeinu Yonah makes the same point, not just by Tshuva. He says also in Shar HaAvoda, he says again, that a person who wants to make the good choices, even if there are going to be situations that it might be too difficult for the person on their own to make the right choices, or, for example, they're forced into a situation that they're going to be unable to do a mitzvah, nevertheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider that as though they did the mitzvah, etc. And as long as a person tries to do as much as they can, and they realize what they're trying to, and they're striving as high as they can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help them even above and beyond the natural limits, the natural capacities, the natural cap that they really had on their own volition. So we see from Rabbeinu Yonah in two different places, here in Shari Tshuva, as well as that other selection I just shared with you from Shar HaAvoda, that this is not just the Yesod in Hilchos Tshuva. It's the Yesod in Avodas Hashem in general, which is, I think, sometimes people feel, down in the dumps that they're not good at, fill in the blank, or they can't be proficient at, fill in the blank. So here you have something incredible that you're right. Even if you are a real, rotten something or other, and you really can't achieve or get to whatever height that you would love to be, you know what? It's true. But that doesn't mean that you're stuck or that you won't be able to reach that, because you're thinking with your rational mind about what your capacities are now, and you don't realize that that's now how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we try, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, they have all kinds of different mishalim that the Bible must like to say, like the story with the guy who has to climb to the 150th floor, but he gets to, floor 87 and he can't do another step. And all of a sudden he realizes at the top of the 87th floor, there's an elevator, an express elevator that takes him up to 150. So the nimshal is that you might not be able to reach the pinnacle that we would love to or strive to, but even if we can't reach that on our own, as long as we push ourselves to our maximum output, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the siyata d'shmai, both in the area of tshuva as well as other areas of Avodas Hashem and tefillah and other areas, to achieve more than we otherwise would not have been capable of achieving on our own volition. And then, to finish off, he says, what's the source for this pasuk, for this concept in Avodas Hashem? Source is our parsha, Parshas Nitzavim, Umal Hashem Elokach Eslevavcha Ve'eslevav Zarecha. What does it mean that Hashem will peel off that elephant skin on our hearts, that Hashem will take away our Yetzirah, whatever, He'll help us serve Him better? That, of course, is what the Baal HaTurim famously says, the Rashi Tevos of Umal Hashem Elokach Eslevavcha Ve'eslevav Zarecha, Rashi Chedesh, Rashi Tevos Elul, and therefore we should be Zocha to do tshuva and come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only within our capacities, but far beyond our potential. Amen.